This week, the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee is considering overhauling Biden-era restrictions on oil and gas leasing that could impact Utah. But new polling released by New Bridge Strategies, a Republican polling firm, finds most Utahns are opposed to proposals that could greenlight more drilling. The Bureau of Land Management recently announced it'll no longer prepare an environmental impact report for more than 3,200 oil and gas leases across the western U.S. President Donald Trump has made it a priority to unleash American energy and signed an executive order to encourage more development on public lands. Newbridge Strategies' Lori Weigel says Utah voters consider issues such as clean air and water, conservation, wildlife and recreation more important, as only 42% of Utahns said they think providing land for oil and gas development is important.
We saw just overwhelming agreement with this idea that, you know, again, sort of taking multiple use, noting that we need to make sure that that's really held up in terms of how decisions are made regarding our national public lands.
The BLM's multiple use doctrine requires the agency to balance conservation and extraction on public lands, but that's something that's been targeted by the White House. A poll found more than 7 in 10 Utah voters believe drilling should be limited to areas where there's high likelihood of producing oil and gas. David Wilms with the National Wildlife Federation says as policymakers push to expand energy production, poll data shows voters also don't want to reduce bonding rates for energy developers.
So that industry and not taxpayers are paying for cleanup after development. This really is a timely discussion, and the results of this polling couldn't be more timely and applicable.
Russell Coleman with Utah's neighboring Nevada Wildlife Federation says habitat and wildlife populations are showing that ignoring conservation, sustainability, and sound science have a price.
That is why we can no longer prioritize these activities that do not make sense on our public lands while letting our wildlife and habitat degrade and assume everything will be there for future generations.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.